Chapter 5, A Quieter Encore. By the end of the evening, the summer concert had become one of Nutville's favorites. Not because the music was perfect. The violin squeaked once, the drum tapper missed a beat near the end. Mayor Buttersworth clapped in the wrong place and had to pretend he meant to do that. But the night felt warm and bright and happily shared. That counted for more than perfection. After the final applause, the crowd stayed on the grass, eating crumb cake and talking about the machine. Not the roaring version, the smaller one, the helper. The part that knew how to join a song instead of wrestling it. Papa packed the bellows into a crate. Mama folded blankets. Tony the delivery fox handed out the last letters of the day, now slightly musical from spending the afternoon near the gazebo. Mrs. Pigeon brought the Nutwobbles a plate of leftover cake and called it emergency dessert. Nutty sat on the bandstand steps, chewing thoughtfully. I keep building the loudest version first. Grandma sat beside him. Yes. Do you think that's bad? Grandma considered this. I think it is useful to notice before the rest of us are dragged by a trumpet hose. Nutty laughed despite himself. Mama ruffled his head fur. Your big ideas are not the problem. The problem is when the big idea refuses to leave room for anyone else. He looked back at the quiet helper machine. That made sense. Music worked because different parts listened to each other. Towns worked that way too. Families definitely did. Mayor Buttersworth approached carrying a ribbon. The concert committee has created a special award, he announced, for outstanding assistance to public music without causing further wind damage. He pinned the ribbon to the side of the small bellows frame. It read, Best Supporting Instrument. Papa laughed so hard he nearly dropped the cake plate. Mrs. Hedgehog adjusted her spectacles and said, Accurate. Nutty grinned. He had not won the grand triumph of the Breeze Band 3000. He had won something better. Something useful. Something the town actually wanted to keep. As the lanterns dimmed and squirrels began heading home, Pip Chipmunk tugged on Nutty's sleeve. Will you make the Windy Orchestra again next year? Grandma answered before Nutty could speak. No. Nutty looked at the ribbon, then at the quiet little machine, and smiled. Not the windy one, he said. Maybe a better one. Pip nodded. With one kazoo? Nutty considered it. Grandma narrowed her eyes. Maybe, Nutty said carefully, a very respectful kazoo. That was enough mischief for one day. And in Nutville, one day was plenty.